Star Wars geek girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Star Wars Geek Girl. I'm Zoe, and I'm here with Lizzie.
Hello, I'm here.
And we are here to talk about The Bad Batch. We missed a couple episodes, so we're going to talk about all three of them. We have episode 9, The Crossing, episode 10, Retrieval, which really go together very well, and episode 11, Metamorphosis, which I think might be one of my favorite Star Wars episodes ever.
Like Star Wars episodes?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was just, it was really good. I liked it very much.
Interesting. Okay.
Started to give some closure to things.
That's fair.
And I just liked the elements of other genres in it. We'll talk about it.
The nods, yeah.
Very, very fun. Yeah, so no really news for Star Wars this week. Obviously, The Mandalorian Season 3 premiere also came out, which was also very good, but we'll talk about that in another episode. We're going to give Bad Batch time to shine here. And lots of books, I think it was like 4 books or comics or something, also came out March 1st today. We got Bad Batch episode, Mando episode, and like a bunch of other stuff. Great day for Star Wars.
Dude, I think, I don't know if you saw my Twitter post a while ago, but I was literally trying to have this conversation. I was trying to talk Star Wars with one of my chefs at school, or like school/work, and this guy behind me was like trying to get into our conversation, which is fine, but he kept trying to like ignore me every time, and then he was trying to kick me out of my own conversation, and he was like, yeah, and like Mandalorian's coming out, and I don't know when. I wish I knew when. And I was like, March 1st. He was like, no, I don't think that's right. I don't know when it is. And I was like, oh my god, it's March 1st, please. Why are you doing this?
But bro, ever heard of Google?
Yeah, I was so frustrated. I was like,
this is like my pet peeve for no reason. But like when people like that, like an easily like solvable question by typing a few words on our magic devices, and they just like are like for like, you know, a long time, like, I just don't know. Like,
it's such a mystery.
I know. It's like, man, I wish I knew. Like you have the power. Like, you're holding it in your hand.
And even I was literally giving that information to you.
Right. Yeah. And then he's like, I don't think so. It's like, just Google it. Just check. What? It's so, yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's like I also I'm just somebody who Googles everything. Like, I'll think of a random question, I'm like, huh, I wonder, like, just like how many like days are usually in a whatever, and I just Google it. Like, I just have to know. Like, I cannot imagine thinking of a question and being, huh, I wonder about that, and then not using the very easy
that was me in like elementary school / middle school, because I didn't have a phone and I didn't have a computer.
Well, that's
either.
Different. That's different.
I know, but my dad would my parents knew I didn't have the internet. So I would be like, hey, dad, like, why? Like, very simple, like, child questions. It'd be like, why is the sky blue? He'd be like, I don't know, look it up. I'm like, how? No, I cannot. I don't have that power.
That's funny.
Awful.
No, I mean, that's understandable. And there's some questions that, like, don't have an easily Googleable answer, right? Like, it's the answer. You get, like, opinions and stuff. But, like, sometimes it's just, like, a simple, like, just, like, questions. Like, just Google it. Like, if you have a phone, like, I don't understand. Sorry, this is, like, so off topic. That's just a random thing of mine I have. Like, I... Yeah. And it's not like I even mind answering people's questions, but like when it's something like that and you tell me something, they're like, are you sure? Or like, I don't think so. It's like, dude, come on.
Please.
Sorry. That was
Yeah.
a, but I didn't know I had that rant stored up inside so long.
I know you've definitely said it once before. I've heard
I
it
just
before.
probably, I just like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you have, like, we have these remarkable pieces of almost endless knowledge that we have access to, like, never before in human history. And you're not going to take advantage of that? I don't
Yeah.
understand. I just, it does, simply does not make sense to me. Anyway, that's not what this is about. This is not about my pet peeves. That would be an interesting podcast, though, just like a pet peeves rant podcast.
That would be a
That would,
long podcast.
yes, it would be many parts, but you can make a whole like podcast, like series out of it.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're
Or
here
like
about. We're here
a
about,
Netflix show.
yeah, that probably is a Netflix show, to be honest. It
Yeah.
pro or like maybe like Hulu or something. It's definitely a show. Or it's, you know, it's probably already a podcast for sure. It's almost definitely a podcast or like a YouTube
I want to look it up.
series.
It's probably
That's see that look it up. See?
Yeah,
You
but I
can
don't want
learn.
to for this situation. Like,
Look, I don't know. I'm not sure what to look up. A pet peeves show.
pet peeve
Pet
podcast.
peeves, the TV series in 2012. I don't think that's quite what I mean.
2012.
But I think it's like a just like a show. Like called Pet Peeves, not a
Oh.
show where they talk about their pet
Oh, I
peeves.
see.
But here's like Stephen Colbert does, he does a segment where he asks celebrities their pet peeves. So there's I there are multiple pet peeves podcasts according to a quick Google of pet peeves podcast. Although one looks like it's just about pets and it's a little play on words, which is fun. Anyway, the Bad Batch.
Yes, Bad Batch.
The first episode we have to talk about,
The Animal Crossing.
yes, the Animal Crossing, or just the crossing for the uncultured.
Yes.
Episode 9, The Crossing. Spoiler free on this one, I really enjoyed this one. I thought there was a lot of good like relationship building and character insight that we got. It was just like fun to watch. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful visuals. The environments were stunning, and they're always stunning in the Bad Batch, but like really,
Yeah,
anyway, there's animals like.
I just like seeing Omega have a lot of emotions. I think it's neat. Like, I don't know. I mean, because you know she's a kid. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Don't even. So if you say ever that Omega is a kid in front of my dad, it's he just screams. He's like, they're all kids, they're all children, they're all the same age. Omega's older than them
Oh, well,
all the time,
but like that's not
right? I
that's
know exactly what you're trying to say.
come on. I mean,
That's what
like
I'm saying.
chronologically, sure. That's like saying Rex and Rebels is not old.
Yeah.
Like, he is. Just on a different scale, you know? That'd be like if you're saying, like, well, Grogu's not a kid because he's 50. Same logic, in my opinion. They have a different age scale.
Exactly. But, you know, Omega's like an actual
No,
kid.
Omega's a
Like,
literal child.
yeah, like
Also,
Omega's mentally a
saying
kid,
Omega's a
physically
kid,
a kid, you know?
even by the logic, saying Omega's a kid doesn't even say that the others are not kids necessarily. That's funny.
But I just like seeing her have like different emotions for things that she's going through, especially with the past episodes that have been happening, like you know, with Echo and stuff like that. I
Yeah,
think
and
it's cool.
she's at an age, obviously, where, you know, big emotions are the thing. and she's going through these things where even if she wasn't at that age, big emotions would still be a thing. So
yeah,
it's very, very nice to see.
Yes, and I don't want anyone being mad at her because she's literally a kid.
I just remembered I made a TikTok video about Omega. It was just like a little like cute edit thing. And someone commented and they were like, isn't she older than the Bad Batch? Was that your dad's secret account?
Did you I know find what? That? It probably was.
Did I find that?
I don't know what happened to my TikTok. It's like, it's all like Last of Us and like Pedro Pascal, of course. But then there's like, it's very rare, but some, I don't know why it's rare, but it doesn't give me a lot of Star Wars stuff. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm kind of used to not having a lot of Star Wars stuff on my For You page. And I think I sent it to you, but literally I just got like a video and it was an edit of like Captain Rex. And it was like, not really like a thirst video, but like it kind of was. And it was really weird. And I was like, I'd never seen any edits for like Bad Batch and Rex. What is this?
My whole TikTok is really not that much Star Wars. It's mostly like D&D, Critical Role, Overwatch, a little bit of Marvel and Star Wars.
Yeah. Mine is cooking, Puss
and Animals. I get a lot of animals.
Overwatch, I get a lot of Overwatch. It's not even like any funny things anymore. It's just people playing, and it's like the most boring like plays sometimes. And I'm like, and like I'll watch it because I'm like, oh, it's probably something funny. It's like, no, like this guy got a headshot like once, and he's like showing the world. And I'm like, all right, okay.
I get mostly funny Overwatch. But also, I think I don't, like you say, you watch it just to see. If I think for a second it looks like just like a regular play, I'm like, I just scroll next one. Like, I don't even give them a chance.
Well, I give them a little chance. I'm like, oh, maybe it's like, I don't know, maybe they don't know how to edit their videos and it's just long and they're like, wait for it. I don't know. But I also get cats. A lot of cats. Pedro Pascal. Art. And yeah, that's pretty much it. It's kind of fun, but yeah.
If anyone wants to see Star Wars edit, I post them on my TikTok.
I see them sometimes. I'm like,
sometimes. I made a Bo-Katan one. Mm-hmm. I was very proud of it.
I did see that one. I liked it.
I don't get comments, but
I can start commenting.
You don't have
I will
to
be
that.
Like my dad and be like, hey, funny. Omega's older than this one too.
Yeah. Oh my god, does any video like where it's like, well, Omega's older than them. Like, I think that should be the new trend. Any video where Omega's technically older than the character, be like, well, Omega's older than them. So
yeah. So duh.
So they're like a kid. Because Omega's older than them. So they're a kid.
Yeah. Anyway, Bad Batch.
Anyway, Bad Batch.
Spoiler free, I think it was good, and I like seeing Omega have emotions. That's it. That's my spoiler free.
Yeah, so basically the episode starts and they go to this like Minecraft Mesa biome planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pretty. Like I said, the environments were absolutely gorgeous, really pretty. And they're going to like an abandoned Ipsium mine, which I was thinking, like, you know, when they, you know, when you like put a text box in or something, it says like Lorem Ipsum blah blah blah. That's what it made me think of. I don't know if anyone cares about that. I think about it a lot. Lorem Ipsum. I don't know why. It was central to my childhood. I played with Word documents a lot. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, so Sid like bought an Ipsium mine and they need to go and take the Ipsium out, which is like, you know, obviously in Star Wars it can never be like a regular rock. It's like super explosive, like
like you know, you touch it, it explodes. Like,
right, because they can never just have like a, just, it's just a rock. It's always got to be like something. It was coaxium was the same thing. Thorolide was the same thing. It's always explosive.
Yeah,
everything explodes. But so they're going to go like get this stuff out. Wrecker's very excited about the explosives, which I like. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So like they get into the mine. Wrecker and Omega stay outside of the, or Wrecker stays outside of the mine, to watch, you know, watch out, while Tech, Hunter, and Omega all go inside. And Tech like park the ship like behind a little
out of view.
I know. Yeah, and they also have like mentioned, they're like, oh, because originally Omega was going to stay out with Wrecker, and they're like, oh, like, but you know, we don't have Ecker, like, or Ecker, Echo, Ecker, Echo. We need like three people inside or whatever, so we can only have one person. So Wrecker watches. And they go in the mine, and there's like pretty much no Ipsium, but they do find like hidden in the back. And they're being very careful, and Omega has like a little syringe thing, and she climbs up and does it because she has little noodle arms. And you know, they're very careful, they're drilling and getting, and it's like little, they put it in little like tubes.
Yes. I think it's like impressive that they, like, obviously they trust Omega, but like to trust her to do this specific, like, you know, very dangerous job, uh-huh. Like, that's kind of cool. I also think it's funny because she gave him a little attitude, too, which I thought was kind of cute, because it was like this build up of not having Echo for this like whole trip, and the fact that like she later thinks that like no one actually cares that he's gone.
Right.
So like just this little like the attitude building up slowly, I thought was kind of interesting. But yeah. She gets all the really, well, not all of it, but they think that there's only like very little Ipsium there.
Yeah, so like, we'll take what little there is and get back, because it's still like very valuable.
Yeah.
And while they're doing that, Wrecker's standing guard, but this person with a mask and or it was more of a helmet, but the helmet was pretty cool. I thought it was.
It had like feathers and stuff. I thought they were gonna be like non-human.
See, I was like, I thought it was maybe non-human, and I was like, is this like someone? Yeah. And almost any time there's like a mysterious masked figure, I'm like, is this gonna be someone? And it's not always, but sometimes it is. But so this person comes in and just walks right onto their starship. Because, you know, this happens, like, in stars, they always leave the ramp down. And there doesn't seem to be like a key, like, you know, like at the car. So. Yeah. Like, people literally just walk in and like, cool, this is mine now. And I feel like something needs to be done about that, right?
Yeah, I mean,
the ramp is always down, and they never. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm sure I'm wrong, and someone will, you know,
my dad
message me, and yeah, your dad will message me and be like, actually, according to this book, blah, blah, blah. But like, I mean, clearly they didn't have a key. So or they left it in the ship, which is even worse.
I feel like they have, like, a button on their wrist, maybe? I feel like that makes
sense. Yeah, but then, like, what is, like, how did this kid just...
He said he's a really good thief. So, like,
Is he, though? He said that.
I don't know.
He said that, sure. I don't know. I just, like, you know, they always leave the ramp down. Like, surely you have something that you can, like, open it when you come back. Like, you don't need to just leave it open. Like, at least try to make it hard. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it was that, and then they also couldn't like keep an eye on it. Like, literally,
right. No, Tech literally parked it like around the cliff, and then's like, Wrecker, why didn't you stop this person?
Yeah.
Like, how was he supposed to know?
There was also just, like, that tension between them was, like, interesting. Because, like, Tech was literally blaming Wrecker. And it wasn't, like, the simple, like, making fun. It was like, dude,
no,
what's your
like,
problem?
Tech really was like, it's his fault.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not, like, entirely blaming it on Tech, but, like, you are the one that parked it out of sight. Like, you either had to send Wrecker to the ship or keep Wrecker at the entrance. And it's like, I mean, like, he did see it once it was in the air, and then once he, you know. But yeah, so someone flies off with their ship, and
Yep, it's just kind of gone.
I know, it's like, okay. Like, you know, they don't, they can't, the one thing that this kid did do was, like, shut down the trackers on it, so they can't track it with their little wristy thingies. So there's a storm coming, so they
Yeah.
go to look, they go to find this, like, old, look for a town. There's, like, they detect, like, a town, so they're like, oh, maybe we can, like, get a ship there, get comms. So they're walking through. Omega tries to reach out to Echo, but he's too far away for their short range comms. And Tech also says that Echo turned off his comm because he's probably on a secret mission.
Mm-hmm.
And Omega's sad about that.
Yeah, I mean, she just lost a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Cue the my dad screaming that they're all children. But like, that's like a whole, like, not even if he was a father figure, because they're all kind of like, just like family figure, you know?
Family. No, he's family. He's at like at least like an older brother. I
Yeah.
Definitely think they're all more fathers. But definitely, like, undeniably
just,
older brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Even though
like,
they
you're
aren't
just
technically
losing
chronologically
that.
older.
Mm-hmm.
Sal. But
So say they're brothers, say they're family,
they're
whatever. Like, you're
brothers,
still
like,
a family. Like,
and like it's still
that
like, you know,
sucks.
even if like a person she's like removing family from, like, it's a person you live with for a little while now. Like, it's a presence you miss, even if
Yeah.
you're not close, and they are close. So it's
And then especially with the way he left, that was so
right,
rude, by the way.
very sudden. No, and the worst part, I still think the worst part is, like, okay, maybe he didn't fully decide until they were away on their little side mission, and so he told them then and didn't get the chance to tell her before. Like, I'll give him that grace. But then everyone else is like, okay, bye. Like, no
Yeah.
awareness of the fact that Omega doesn't know. So, like, like,
That
what the
was
heck was
just
that, guys?
rude.
Come on. It's because they're kids, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're walking and they're, you know, they're running out of water in their canteens, which is not good. But they're trudging along, and then these, like, antelope things come. And oh, there's this beautiful shot that I love. It was like so National Geographic of them, like a top down, like, bird's eye view, and you can see like the movement of the herd through the canyon. You know what I'm talking about?
Huh? Wait, hold on. Oh. My
What?
brain just stopped working. What
There's a
happened?
shot, like, it was like a bird's eye, like, top down view, and then it was
Oh.
like the herd moving through the canyon and like seeing
Yes,
like the movement.
that,
It was
like, Lion
beautiful.
King.
Like Lion King, like, very,
Yeah,
I was thinking,
yeah,
like it's very like nature documentary.
yeah. I just thought of Lion King because I heard the stampede and I was like, oh no, which, like,
It was also very
brother
Lion King.
slash father figure gonna die here? And then, like, Wrecker
Tech
jumped down and I was like, no, and he was like,
is like, Hunter, brother, help me.
yeah. But he
That's
was
funny.
fine. He took
Yeah,
it.
everyone's fine. But they, like, hang from a little, like, arch thing, arch rock thing. And
And that's when
then,
Tech is
yeah.
still scolding Wrecker and is
I
like, you
know,
shouldn't have
Tech,
dropped it. And
no,
Wrecker's like,
and
fine, you carry
yeah,
it.
Wrecker drops their big canister of the Ipsium. And they're like, oh, like, it's getting trampled by this herd. If it gets jostled around so much, it's gonna explode. So that's when Wrecker jumps down and, like, just holds it. Yeah, Tech was like, well, mean. Like, I think you're still salty about the ship. Like, dude, that was totally your fault. I think I maybe mean, Tech was like knew, kind of knew it was his fault, but he was like, no, he doesn't want to admit he was it was his fault. So he's like, I'm just gonna be like little
jerky.
dickish.
Yeah. Yeah. He was salty.
He was
But
very
then
salty.
they go into another mine and they get like trapped in there because of the storm.
Yes, they found another mine and it closes. Or you know what it was? It was the Ipsium exploded.
Yes.
Because Wrecker was carrying the Ipsium canister, and when Tech was like, you shouldn't have dropped it, Wrecker was like, well, you carry it. And Tech's like, fine. And then Tech drops it and it explodes. And that's what blocks them in.
Yeah.
So now they're trapped and they have no Ipsium. So Wrecker, Hunter, and Tech start trying to move the rocks out of the way, which is not making much
progress
at all. And then she has a little, like, you know, she's very focused on the Marauder and finding the Marauder, trying to track it, which she can't because the transponder is shut off. But she's like so worried about it. And the others aren't, to her, don't seem as worried or upset, which I think it wasn't as much them not being upset. Well, partially I think it's, you know, Meg is a kid, so she gets more attached to things like that, but also, like, because the others are like a bit more seasoned, like they know how to get in like mission mode more than Omega does. So I think that was it, not as much that they didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
But Omega is very upset, and Tex is like, "Well, get another ship," and she's very upset, especially because she just lost Echo.
Mm-hmm. Well, even Tech,
she said
like,
lost Echo, and Hunter's like, "We didn't lose him," but Omega's like, you know, very upset.
Yeah, which like, I could understand Tech in a way, because it's like, that's it, you know, they're all like more adult minded and they're like, well, you know, it's fine, we didn't have Echo in the first place and we survived, like, we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then Tech like decided to put it a step closer and he was like, what's your issue? He like literally said, what is your issue? And I was like, dang, this is a child. Like, you can, like, ask her, like, what's going on? Like, what's happening? Like, hey, do you want to talk about... No, it's just, what's your issue? What's your deal? Like, bro.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, and that's when Omega basically runs away into the cave. Which was dangerous, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in that cave, but it's fine, I guess. And... That's Tech is kind of like, well, I just said the truth, and Hunter's like, man, come on. And Hunter encourages him to go talk to her. Meanwhile, Omega finds Ipsium like back in the mine. And while they're clearing out the rocks, Tech actually says like, oh, if we can find more Ipsium in here, we can use it to explode and get out of here. Explode the rocks. Then when Tech goes to find Omega, they both had the same idea, which was kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, you know, they're still, it's still a little tense, but they're working together to help get the Ipsium until Omega falls.
She literally fell. And I was so scared. I thought it was... Did you watch Encanto?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, there's this, like... I won't spoil it. I just thought, like, it was going to be a joke. And, like, maybe it wasn't that far down. No, she just fell straight through.
No,
and
it was
like, a splash. And
yeah,
instead of Tech going back and being like, hey, guys, by the way, Omega fell. He just jumped straight in. Which is
honestly,
fair.
Respect for that.
Yeah,
respect
I was just like,
real.
Maybe you want to tell them where you are.
Right,
first.
Well, and I think, I don't know if he could hear the splash, which is the craziest part to me. I'm like, he just jumped. He's like, Omega's down there. And like, I'm going. Which was crazy. But they jump down and they land, and like it's like a very like rushing, is it still a river if it's underwater? I don't know what it is. Like a stream. Rushing water. It's rushing water with a
It's
strong
like
current.
Ratatouille time. Like where they're like going down the sewers.
Yes.
In the beginning. And they're like not drowning, but like Remy's just kinda getting tossed in water. They had a Ratatouille moment. but then they get into this like area where it's like all lit up by Ipsium on the bottom.
Yeah, there's like tons of Ipsium.
Beautiful. And it reminded me of Final Fantasy 10, where it's like 10? 10? 10? 10? 10?
I don't know.
I'm gonna say 10. I'm pretty sure it's 10, but my dad's gonna be either screaming or being like, yeah, 10, duh.
I think we need to
But
get like weekly correction notes for everything we say wrong. Done.
Yeah, a grade for every
Yes.
episode. But yeah, Final Fantasy 10, I believe, where like these two characters are in this like river, and it's like lit up the exact same way that this is lit up, and it's really cool because it's like blue slash like yellows ish. It was so cool. And then they go onto shore and they're dying.
Yeah, they like kind of wash up on a little like ledge thing. And so while they're like, you know, going through the water, Hunter and Wrecker are trying to contact them and don't receive a response because they are in fact in their Ratatouille moment, as you said. And so Tech actually messages Hunter, and when they land on there, they find like a crack where they can blow the Ipsium and get out, like easier than the upper one. Plus, I don't know if they'd be able to get back up. So, Tech is like, "Hey, you guys, like, come down here, and like, we'll blow out and we'll get out here, and like, bring all our stuff," because they also like left a bunch of their stuff up top.
Yeah, and then they were also like, "Be careful though, in case, you blow up."
Right. They're like, "Yeah, be careful with the FCM because it might blow up." And it's very funny. So while they're waiting for them to come down, Tech and Omega have a very sweet heart to heart, and I think it was absolutely my favorite part of the episode. You know, because
I mean, yeah, I liked it because, you know, different people process things differently. Like with both emotions, with how they learn things, like how they perceive people, or what, like, you know, I could be, there are times where like I'm like, man, I'm really happy, but I look like I'm extremely like dead on the outside, but I'm like, yeah, I'm really happy right now. And like sometimes people don't get that. It's there's a lot of different ways that people interpret things, and especially like Tech, who, one, very techie, two, like he's also he's an adult, he's definitely lived a life of where he's had, you know, the Bad Batch, and like he's, I'm guessing that he's experienced like loss, and especially he already went through that with like Crosshair and stuff, so like he's learned from this, and he also, you know, processes it differently than maybe like, you know, definitely Omega would. So it was cool to see him explain that. There's a specific quote that he says that I really like, but like it was something like, you know, fudge. Now I don't even know it, but it was something like, you know, just because it seems like I process it differently doesn't mean that I don't care about it. Like, which I like. And
yeah, and I really liked how it was like, it was a teaching a moment for Omega, like, you know, because Tech isn't, you know, like you said, processing it in a way that's obvious to her and in a way it's different to her, but like he's still like that doesn't mean he doesn't care, and like it was very, you know, I think it was good for Omega to kind of realize that and And also, like, wasn't invalidating her feelings. Like, he wasn't saying, like, you shouldn't have been upset. I'm just different. Like, it was, like, also, I think, important for Tech to, like, realize how his, how his way of doing things, how can that can look to people and how that might affect them, too. And, like, having that connection, I think, was really important. And, I thought that was just a very nice moment.
Yeah, it was very sweet, and yeah, a good, like you said, a good teaching moment for Omega. And that she's not alone in how she's feeling. It's just that some people show it differently.
Right.
But yeah,
and then Hunter and Wrecker come screaming.
They're fine. They're
come
okay though.
Screaming.
They didn't explode
over the water, and it was very funny. And so they managed to blow up the wall and get out, and they find the spaceport, which is deserted. It's like, huh, that's weird. But they do find a comm tower that they can message Sid for help, and Sid is like, I'm busy.
Yeah, it was just jerky.
Yeah, that was so rude. And the Bad Batch, especially like, we've done like so much for you, like all we're asking for, and like this is a job for you, and like, like you kind of owe it to us. And he's like, I'll pick you up in a few days, and they're like, we don't have food, like, you know,
we don't have enough food for a few days,
right? And she's like, well, deal with it.
Yeah, and then she kind of gives in, and she's like, fine, I'll send something later,
right? You'll get around to saving your lives from, you know, this mission that I sent you on. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, they kind of have to stay there, and then, yeah, I mean, they're running out of
rations.
That's
the end of the episode. The episode ended, and my dad was like, or it was like starting at the end. My dad was like, that can't be the whole episode. He's like, that can't be the ending. And then it, gives a dun, 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 dun. He's like, what?
Yeah, I confess, so I don't usually watch episodes because I'm usually either really busy or I just play games instead, but I don't watch them until my dad or like you are like, hey, let's podcast, and I'm like, ah, okay, I gotta watch the episodes now. So I watched the two episodes, and they are both out by the time, so I watched the first one, I was like, oh, no, I don't want it to end there. And I was like, oh, I have one more to watch. Never mind. So I was pleasantly surprised. Behind, but surprised. But it worked.
We're catching up.
Yeah. And I was glad. So the next one starts off with them fixing a bike.
Yeah.
A speeder, which was really cool. But Omega is, thinking about, she's still thinking about, the Marauder and, like, her home, rightfully so. And then she thinks about Gonki and how they can track Gonki, which was a great idea. And I don't know why, but, like, Wrecker was like, yeah, you'll never be able to get him.
I'm going
to
be straight up. I forgot Gonki existed.
I did, too,
because
I was confused. I was like, Gonki? He's
as soon
alive?
As he said his name, I was like, oh, yeah. But I was like, I don't know if he's been, like, maybe in the background of a shot, I'm sure. But I don't know if he's been, like, mentioned.
He's definitely
like,
not, like, in every
primarily.
Episode, like,
no.
Like,
but, like, I don't even
Chopper
know if he's
Wood.
Had, like a focus shot or, like, even if they even said his name, like, all season. I straight up forgot he existed. And I felt bad because, like, oh, yeah, Gonki. Oh, my gosh, I love Gonki. But I was like, wow, that was, like, I totally forgot about Gonki, which, and they forgot about Gonki too, so I don't feel that
yeah
bad.
I'm glad you said you forgot him, because I was worried that I was gonna be like, yeah, I forgot him. You'd be like, oh, how could you
no,
forget Gonki? And I was like, oh.
I like totally forgot he existed.
That's yeah
like completely
but Yeah. Well, thankfully he exists, and
now ever since this episode, when he's like in the background of a shot or something, now I notice him.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my god, it's
Gonki.
Gonki. Look, it's Gonki,
So
guys.
maybe I'll have to rewatch like the rest of the episode and see if he has been in the background this whole time. Just
You
play
just
like
have
a
to record every episode.
where's Waldo, but
Yeah.
where's Gonki?
I'm sure he's probably just on the ship because it doesn't seem like he doesn't go
No,
on
he definitely
missions,
just hangs out
obviously.
on the ship all the time. I just wonder if he's in the background and if that's like when they're on the ship, you know?
My thing is, like, why didn't he beat up that kid? Like, why?
Bro doesn't have arms.
I'm just saying he could have, like,
What
kicked him. I don't know.
are you supposed to
Like,
do? I do think so. Gonki apparently has the thing that they can track his, like, I don't know what they call it. Like something they can track Gonki with. And it's like, can Gonki not message them and be like, hey, y'all,
Hey, this
I'm here.
dude.
You know, I guess they can get, maybe Gonki's not old enough to have a phone yet. He's not allowed.
He's
But
younger than Omega's older than him.
it's, I don't know how old
I don't
Gonki
know. I have no idea.
is. We need Gonki's age stat. When was Gonki created?
So he's there, and she was able to get a good reading on him.
Yeah, she was able to find out pretty much exactly where she is. So they like fix up the speeder, I guess, and head over there. We also then meet, so the person who stole the Marauder is some kid, who tells Gonki to shut up.
Yeah,
Poor Gonki.
rude.
Literally all he can do is walk around and say Gonk. Why would you tell him to stop the one thing he can do?
Hello?
Hello?
Zoe?
Can you not hear me?
Hello?
Hello? What?
My internet go down.
I'm here. I can hear you. Can you not hear me? What the heck? Hello? Hello? What's happening? Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that. Technical issues.
It's fine.
So what I said was, I think it was really mean that this kid told Gonki to shut up, because literally the only thing Gonki can do is walk around and say Gonk. So like, you're gonna tell him to not do the only thing he can do? Like, it's just cruel, man.
I also thought it was interesting because there was like food on the ground, I guess, because he was driving all wonky. And
Yeah.
that kid just ate it. He just
That
like,
kid was, he was very hungry,
yeah.
which we learn more about later. But
which yeah, I if so, I was that kid, I would have looked for more food
I
in
know
that
I would have
shift, but
I
like
probably would have just gotten food. But yeah, the kid was named Benny, spelled in natural Star Wars fashion, Benni.
Yes.
And so he flies up to the little, like, they have like a hole in the ground, kind of little civilization thing. He flies over and he's like, "Look, I got you this ship. It's so fancy and nice. And you'll make me your top earner, right?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, fine. You can keep the broken gong droid."
Yeah. I
So
don't remember his name. I have
his
it.
name was Moko. Mako.
Mako.
Mako. It was Mako. It was not Moko. That would
Mokos.
be silly.
Mokos is boogers.
What?
Yeah, and like Spanish. Moko.
It's
Mokos.
boogers? I didn't know that. That's interesting.
I thought it was Malak or something.
Malak ball.
Like, I don't
It's
know, because I was trying to, my dad, my dad does the notes. So like he did the notes for the crossing, and then he didn't do the, like, he didn't put all like 38 photos for the retrieval. So he was like, just write a summary. So I did, and it was like it's like very like one sentence summary. It's like Omega finds Gonki. Gonki is with the kid, and the kid is gonna sell him for parts. They destroy the child, and like so on. But I thought it was funny. And yeah, Mako.
Mako.
I don't like that guy.
Yeah, but it's not Mako, spelled like Legend of Korra. It's Mokko.
Yes.
So he's a big mean guy.
Yeah, and he's like in charge.
Yes, the big mean guy is always in charge. And I don't know what his species is.
I
But
have no idea.
it's weird. I think he looks like kind of like a, not like a mole rat. What am I thinking of? Like an armadillo mixed with a mole rat.
Interesting.
That's, I think, what he looks like.
That's fair. It's a fair assumption.
But yeah, so he rewards Mako with food. So he pretty quickly established this is very much an Unkar Plutt situation. You have all these people who are, scavenging, mining, whatever, doing all these things, and in return they earn like bare minimum food and water. So, but this time, instead of the mostly adults we see in Force Awakens, it's all children.
Yeah, they're
Yay, child
all
labor.
little childs, and
Yes.
they be working.
About
And
Omega's age, if maybe a little older.
yeah, no. Omega is older and younger than some of them.
Yes. The ones that Omega is older than are children. But if
Yes,
she's younger than them,
the other
they're
ones
not
are,
children.
probably teenagers.
Omega is the standard. Yeah, it's a mix. I would say there weren't any younger than Omega. Maybe like by a tiny bit, but they're all about Omega's age or older. But not much older.
No.
So yeah, so they're gonna he's Benny's like, "Well, I'd be your top earner," and he's like, "Keep the droid. Like,
Yeah.
can I have water?"
And then he
And
gives them a little bit of water.
he like drinks out of the water and then like throws like the tiny bit left to the kid. It's
Yeah.
so, again, it's very Unkar Plutt, very like 16 portions. I think they'd be friends, Mako and Plutt. Meanwhile, Omega and the others manage to track Gonki and find the hole in the ground, the big hole. And we see Benny, and he's with Gonki, and he's being mean to Gonki. He's like, "You're defective, blah, blah, blah." And then Hunter and Tech. It was very funny. If it wasn't like a kid, and honestly, it already was funny. I thought At least in the beginning, I thought the kid was kind of annoying.
Yeah.
I warmed up to him for sure, but at first I was like, oh, okay. Like, I felt bad for him. Don't get me wrong. I felt bad for him. Like, clearly he was like in a terrible situation, but I was like, you're kind of annoying. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny because they literally, like, he tried to run for it, and they, like, K2SO to Jin, like, just knocked him to the ground from the
There's like
speeder.
literally surrounding this kid, like, of
Also,
like they're
yeah, we didn't even mention the fact that they fixed the speeder and all four of them, like, all five of
I
them rode on the
really
speeder.
wish we had an image of that
We have
because
like a short video, like 3 seconds, but oh my God, that
I need
was.
like a very good image of all of them squeezed on that speeder because that was very
Yeah.
funny. But so this kid gets like surrounded by like it's like reminds me of that meme that's like we heard what you said about blank, not cool. Like, that
Yeah.
was the vibe. And yeah, and they're like he's like, what do you care about this stupid gonk droid? And he's like, gonk, he's our friend. And so they threaten him and he's willing to get it, find out where their ship is. So he tells them, like, Mako, who's basically the owner of town, shows him, and but he's like, I'm not gonna betray Mako, but they're like, we will literally shoot you. So he's
Yeah,
like,
we
okay.
literally do not care.
They're like, we will literally kill you, child. Cause, I mean, I guess it's fine because they're all apparently also children, so it's not at all scary.
It's not like an adult killing a child. It's a child on
No,
child.
they're all children, so it's
Yeah.
like it's better.
So they didn't beat him up. They just bullied him a little,
They
you know?
bullied him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really did. It was
Yeah.
kind of funny. It was kind of funny. I'm gonna say,
Yeah, they
I
do
don't
get.
and don't endorse bullying, but this time it was funny.
A little tiny bit. Yeah, they get to the ship though, and they're like taking it apart. So
Yeah.
they have to
Well, they
put
like
back
there's
all the
like this
stuff.
like the fire tube thing. And it's like what I'm talking about. They have to like get into the tube and it's like every like 1 minute cycle, like a giant thing of fire like blasts
Oh,
up.
yeah.
And Benny's like, you guys are gonna make it in that time. It's like, watch me.
Yeah, and Hunter almost didn't because he had to fight
Hunter
someone,
almost
but
didn't
then.
because there was this like droid sentry
Yeah.
which wasn't supposed to be there according to text data.
Yeah. But he did make it, and then the
He did
rest
make
of
it
them.
and he shuts off the thing so they can all get down. And the droid gets melted by the smoke. Hunter just barely makes it at the last second.
Yeah. I thought that droid was gonna be like unaffected, because that makes sense to me. Like, he would just kind of be unaffected by
Right, he'd
this.
just get very, he'd be very hot metal.
Yeah, but no, it just disintegrated
No,
him
that must have
too.
been very, very hot
Yeah,
fumes.
like.
Like, maybe Hunter was too close if it melted metal like that, but who lied to science in Star Wars? Yeah, and they get in and they see the Marauder being taken apart, and they need like a thing to shut down the ray shield so they can fly it out. So Omega goes with the kid because the others wouldn't blend in, but Omega blends in because she's a kid. She wears a poncho. She wears a little giant poncho. It's too big for her. And
Yeah.
goes in while they to go get the data.
I like when Omega gets slightly new clothes though. It's cute.
Yes. No, all her outfits. We need like, those like dolls that have like a bunch of different outfits, like they come with all the different outfits you can put on them. We need an Omega and you can like
Yes.
switch out
Or
the
just
outfits.
like
All
if
the
she gets a Funko,
accessories.
it's like each little like poncho she's worn, a little
Every
hat every
tiny,
time.
I mean, they did like God. There's like a million different Rey
Yeah.
Funkos. They could totally do it. But yeah, so they're sneaking in while the others are trying to reassemble what's already been taken apart in the ship. And there's also like crates of like their stuff that's been taken out. So then we see Mako. This is kind of traumatizing. The Mako, like, mukbang.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Why is he doing this?
Hello, testing. Can you hear me? Hi, Emily. Hello, more technical issues, but we're back. Yeah, so like I was saying, we get the Mako mukbang, which traumatized me. I don't know about you. I felt very traumatized.
I mean, yeah, I just, like...
I will say, the animation of eating and drinking, I know is very hard, and it's definitely, you know, on the rare occasions they'd eat or drink in, like, early seasons of Clone Wars, it's a very marketable, obvious improvement, especially, like, the food wasn't just, like, sticks, like it often was in early Clone Wars. So I will say, wonderful improvement on the animation. Beautiful work. It's very technically skilled. Still traumatizing.
Well, because that was my thing, is, like, I understand that they were trying to show that this guy, like, just had so much to eat, and he was, like, so selfish, and, like, he was, you know, swallowing everything, but I also thought it would have, like, I figured, like, if you do have that amount of food all of the time, like, you would, like, chew your food. I don't know, because, like, because
no,
I
right,
feel like
he's
it's
not
more...
starving like these kids, like he doesn't need to be doing all that,
which is also probably why they made it like that. So, like, I understand, but I was like, I feel like, you know, he would just be like, oh yes, of course,
let me take my time, make the children wait while they're hungry. Well, you know what, they got their point across very quickly.
Yeah, they did.
Again, slightly traumatizing. But you know, point was made. So meanwhile, Benny and Omega are sneaking through. Benny, we learn, is trying to get into Maka's, like, inner circle of top earners, I guess, because the inner circle has, like, these access cards that get them into more places, and they get first pick of food. And they also, so, like, Mako, or the kids are, like, some of the other kids are, like, playing a card game of some sort. And the one kid kind of is kind of, like, ribbing Benny, I guess, the competition for being in the inner circle. And meanwhile, Benny
He
kind
seems
of,
older,
like,
too.
Yeah, he seemed a little older. So kind of ribbing him, you know, being classic school bully. And Benny, like, kind of pickpockets his access card to get into the room they need to get into. The kid's name is Drake, by the way. I just saw that.
Drake.
Drake.
I don't think it's spelled like
No, it's Drake. Just Drake. Just the rapper.
It should be like Draike or something.
Drai. Or maybe just like D R A I D-R-I-K, I think.
No E. Or like a Y.
D-R-A-I-K-K. I think that's how you Star Wars it.
With Benny. Just yes, to make it Drake and Benny. Longer.
And Tim with two M's.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I mean, we could be really crazy. We could have Tim with two M's and a Y instead of an I. You know, get really crazy. Yeah, so Drake is the top earner, not Benny, which Benny is sad about because he brought this giant ship, this giant, very nice, very high class ship to Mako today. But Drake gets extra food. And the food for everyone else is, so Drake gets a bowl of soup and then he gets another bowl of soup of equal size, and that's for everyone else. Like, it's very sad.
And they're all, you know, just the same.
Yeah, they're all fighting over it, too. They're not, like, you know, like, trying to make sure that each get an equal share, obviously, because they're all kind of been conditioned to compete and fight. It's very Andor prison. But, you know, same vibes in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So, and Omega is, like, kind of horrified. She's like, what do you mean you're, like, competing for food? Like, she's very...
That sucks.
...complexed by it. No, she's very, like, almost confused and, like, very angry, almost, on his behalf. And so they, like, you know, get... They get to the secret room thing, and they start transferring the data. While they're doing that, Omega also finds basically evidence that Mako, because Mako's whole thing is like, I can't feed you guys as much because we don't have the resources. It's been a real dry season. We're not making money. And Omega finds evidence that that's not true. They're making a lot of money. And, you know, I think Omega also has a conversation with him where she's like, oh, why don't you leave? And Benny's like, well, like, this is my life. This is my home. Like, I'm just going to leave. Which Omega empathizes with, and yeah, they get the data and stuff, and they're walking back out to try and get back to the ship, but they're discovered.
Yeah, I well, because yeah, I
they're always
bro,
discovered.
Well, yeah, and it's like these two kids too.
Yeah,
and then they chase after these two kids, or Hunter does, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're like on like a bunch of like, there's like this like kind of like couple bridges across the hole in the ground with like a, you know, endless chasm at the bottom naturally. And they're very not stable bridges either. But so Hunter is trying to find these kids, and then the Tech and Wrecker also come to help. And then Mako kind of confronts them, and he's like, you know, he's like, you can't shoot me, because if you shoot and you miss, then you'll, you know, blow the whole place up, because it's all the Ipsium stuff.
Yeah, and they're like, we don't miss. It's okay.
Yeah, we don't miss, but he pulls out Omega and has a droid hang her over the edge. Mm-hmm. He's like, doesn't matter if you don't miss, she's going down. So obviously they're then, you know, not going to do it. But so the kids, you know, so Tech and Wrecker, he's like, we're gonna make you miners. They're gonna be like the biggest miners now. But at this time, Benny also comes out, and he's like, he shows the evidence to other kids, and is like, he's lying, he's not helping. Oh, also the reason Omega got caught is because Benny pressed like a little alarm button.
Yeah, which like that they had like a kind of, you know, when Omega was finding out the information, like she showed Benny and blah blah blah, but before that they were, you know, like you said, Omega was like, what, you guys like fight for food? That's weird. It's crazy. And she gives him food. He presses the button first behind her back, but then she gives her ration. She's like, you can have mine. And he's like, for real? He's like super sketched about it. He's like looking at it funny and stuff. She's like, no, just take it. It's okay. Which was very cute, very nice, very, very kind of her. And You know, it felt like he regretted it. It felt like, you know, he like called Mako and then she gave him the ration and then she showed him the information and immediately he was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have pressed that button. Like, I don't know. I felt bad for the kid, but I was also like, you little jerk. He's just trying to get her home back.
I know. But Drake and Benny, who were arguing before, they're beefing, but now they teamed up and they're like, Mako, like, you're lying, you're splitting up. So all the kids basically rise up again, very Andor prison. And you know, are turning against Mako once they realize the truth. And
they
then
they don't even touch him, they don't like, they just kind of go near him and he falls over. Like a dummy.
Yeah, no, he like just he goes down. he falls. Well, and actually, like, Benny tries to like help pull him up, but Mako's just like, okay, I'll pull you down with me. And it's like, he's like, what? He had no reason to help you, and you decide, yeah, crazy. Also, there was an awesome move where the droid tries to throw Omega down, and Omega manages to pull the droid down with her, and then actually really sweet, like she completely trusts Hunter because he swings up and grabs her and she's like, there's no like moment of fear. Mm-mm. It's like she has complete trust in Hunter.
Yeah.
Which is so great. We love to see it.
Like I would still be scared.
No, I could, you know, I would completely 100% trust and still be scared, and she was not.
Yeah, she was not scared. Crazy. She just had trust.
Complete faith. Also, Hunter and Tech shoot the droids, and they did not miss. They did not blow anything up. Then, now the kids are free, and they're like, okay, we're gonna keep mining, but this time we all get an equal share, and we all get to eat and have money and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Very collective.
I'm hoping that it stays that way.
I hope it stays that way too. It's also
they're kids.
Still literally child minors.
Yeah.
Like, that's still not great, but you know, I mean, they want to do it.
Yeah.
So I guess it's fine.
Like, it's Star Wars, so I'm sure it'll end up fine.
That's the thing too.
But,
it's also Star
but
Wars.
It would definitely be like a Lord of the Flies situation where it's like there's these kids. And, you know, the older ones are going to be like, well, we're older. Like, it's... I'm hoping it stays good, but, you know, I liked the part where Benny is like, well, if you ever need a good thief, let me know.
Right.
So I like that we might be able to see him again if they're like, dang, we need to steal this thing. Who's a good thief that we know?
Right.
And it's like, cut to Benny.
Yes. Also, Wrecker gives Gonki a big hug and also holds a Lula.
And yes.
I like them those moments very much.
Well, that was my first fear when the Marauder was stolen. I was like,
I know,
doll!
I thought the same thing.
Her
I thought
kaleidoscope.
About Lula. I didn't think about the kaleidoscope. I forgot about that, but I thought about Lula.
I was like, her two toys.
Hey, she has that little clone doll, too.
Yeah. Wait, clone doll?
Lula?
Oh, yeah.
Clone doll. So, Three toys. Come on now. Get it right.
Yeah, sorry. But yeah. So I was worried for her toys. I was like.
And as they are leaving, there's also the moment of Omega and Tech kind of being like, you know, Omega's like, well, like, you know, like the Empire is like a bunch of Makas, basically. You know, like, kind of starting to come to that same realization, like, Echo has. And Tech is like, yeah, but there's also a lot of people like us, which is a very nice sentiment, and it also turns out to be very true. So, yeah, very, very good episode. Enjoyed it very much.
I liked it.
And they got their ship back. I was a little worried. I was like, is this going to be like a Razor Crest vibe? Mm-hmm. Is that what we're going for here?
Well, it would probably, like, I'm just glad that they got it because, you know, Omega was, like, super, super
Omega
upset about
was
it.
Devastated, yeah. So,
which I would be too, you know, like that's their whole home and their car.
I think even
like it's
like
all
if,
in one.
Like, you know, like if it was my house or like even just my car, which I obviously don't live in, but like even if it was just my car, I'd be very upset. So like I am glad.
Yeah.
It's been returned.
Yes. Very good. Yeah, and the next episode was good too.
Yes, it's getting late and we are having technical issues.
Yeah, so I'm gonna figure that out because, yeah, I don't know. I'm also guessing it's my computer, but
we'll figure that out. But so next time we talk Bad Batch, we will definitely talk about Metamorphosis. Like I said, I love this episode very much. And then we will also have the next episode coming out is episode 12, The Outpost, which is one I believe I've heard is supposed to have Crosshair in it? Question mark? So we'll get to see what Crosshair's been up to since Cody left, and I'm sure he's being completely normal and mentally stable about everything.
Yeah. So quickly about the next episode, though, I thought it was funny because, like, I don't know why, but I got Metamorphosis and the word, what is it, that, like, butterflies, when they, like, turn into a little cocoon, I got those two words.
That is Metamorphosis.
That's what I figured. Okay.
That's literally what it is.
I'm not that dumb.
Metamorphosis is, like, the process of that change, so it could be butterflies,
so,
like frogs, like
I know we're not gonna really talk about it, but like I really thought it was gonna be something like sweet, like, oh, like I don't know, like Omega's growing up or like something someone's changing for the better, someone's growing. it was not that. I can say with confidence it was very not that. That's it. But I was just like, oh, it must be something so sweet, so nice, so wholesome. Nah, it's kind of the opposite. But anyway, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yes, so we'll talk more about Metamorphosis next week. Very good episode. I'm very excited to talk about that one. And we'll also have The Outpost, and then we will also at some point talk about The Mandalorian Season 3 premiere. And episode 2 at some point when that comes out. We don't get titles for Mandalorian stuff, so this is chapter 18 right now. Episode 2, chapter 18. Yay! So, thank you all for listening. You can go to StarWarsGeekly.com for polls, quizzes, blog articles, book reviews, all sorts of things. Twitter and Instagram are at SW Geek Girl, and the Facebook page is just Star Wars Geek Girl.
Yeah. For the Rogue Rebels, it's theroguerebels.com, where my dad still posts things, mostly like podcasting and stuff. Instagram and TikTok at the Rogue Rebels, Twitch at Rogue Rebels Podcast, wherever you're listening to Star Wars Geek Girl, Facebook page The Rogue Rebels, Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam. And on that Twitter, my dad likes to repost, like, podcast episodes that other people post on Twitter. So, yeah.
Did he tell you to say that?
Huh?
Did he tell you to say that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, I forget about Twitter. Listen, I don't need to be lectured. I know. I'm bad at it.
It's funny, because he called me, like, just before I was going into history class, and I was like, what is
he
it?
Called you about it?
Yeah.
He texted me. I was like, oh, my buddy Sal texted me. Sal never. Oh, he's mad at me.
Well, it wasn't that bad. At first, it was like, hey, I need you to make me a Star Wars meme. And I was like, I'm going into class right now. And he was like, also tell Zoe to post on Twitter about your episode so I can repost it. And I was like, I'm going to class right now.
I will make sure I post this one on Twitter. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening, Starsky Girl. I was Zoe.
I was Lizzie.
May the Force be with you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Star Wars Geek Girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.